Well, it's not a Christmas message, but it's what the Lord's encouraged me with, and I'll pass it on to you. Title of my message is Breaking Ground, and maybe we'll get a hold of it a little bit more as we go through. I'd like to start out in 2 Corinthians. The 8th chapter, and I believe it's about the 10th verse. It says here, "And I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have." I was thinking about Paul was encouraging them. They had planned to send an offering. And he told them there's a willingness and you made some steps in that direction. And he was encouraging them now to go ahead and perform what was in your heart and what the Lord wanted you to do. And I feel like that's real important for us this evening, to perform the things that God puts on our hearts to do. It's so easy to talk about them. And, you know, we say, well, we'd like to do this and we'd like to do that. And if we're not careful, it doesn't go nowhere. That's all it is. And there's no benefit, no profit. The people, I believe, in Jerusalem where they sent the offering wouldn't have been really benefited if the offering never really arrived. but he said, perform that. And the other day we were, Lee and I, we've been doing quite a bit of planning and we was trying to figure out a fence. We're wanting to build a fence, how to do the fence. And finally she said, let's go do something. I said, wait a minute. She wanted to see something. She wanted to see some movement forward. And I have a tendency to, I'm more of a perfectionist type person. I like to plan, but I can sit and plan and plan and plan and plan. And it doesn't go nowhere. We need both sides. I remember a story about when they were working on the school there at Guthrie. They were doing some framing, and Leah's brother Tim, many of you remember Tim Husky and Philip Gillenbeck. Philip Gillenbeck was hollering out some measurements to Tim, like a 16th plus. And Tim hollered back, "Don't give me anything under a quarter." And he's, "Rum, rum." "I don't want anything under a quarter." You know, we need both kinds to help balance each other out. And, you know, perfectionists sometimes we tend to want to wait for the perfect opportunity, the perfect time. And it never arrives. You know, we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait, and it doesn't arrive. I also wanted to mention, I was at Guthrie years ago when they decided to, there was discussion about whether to build a chapel there at Guthrie. And the chapel had flooded over and over. A lot of the brethren in the congregation hurt their backs and had difficulties from the oak benches. We'd have to pick them up and move them and all that type of stuff and stack them when a flood came. And the elder ones didn't want to move. And I can understand why. They put their sweat and heart and sacrifice into, you know, the building there. And someone made comment and said, well, let's wait till we get all the money in to start. But I remember, I believe it was Brother Bob Slee, he spoke up and said, you know, people would be more apt to support the work if we got busy and started moving forward with it. And that's what they did. They didn't have all the money, you know, to buy the everything when they started, but they started. And you know, the Lord works that way many times. You know, it's not when we get the big surplus and when everything's just right, and He just wants us to take the little that we have and move forward, and He'll bless and He'll work things out. And I know the same thing happened here in this congregation. I remember the old chapel, and I don't remember, I wasn't in all your business meetings. But there can be quite a few discussions over. But now look at the blessing, the chapel and the dining hall and things you've got. What a blessing it is. And what a blessing it's going to be years to come. And it's the same thing there at Guthrie. You know, someone had to go and break some ground and start getting things going for it before it to happen. And that's what I want to encourage us with this evening. Sometimes we can tend to just wait and wait and wait. And when everything's right, when sometimes it's our fear and our uncertainty and that cause you and I to draw back from going forward and doing. But I remember the time when Gideon, you remember Gideon? He felt insufficient. He didn't feel like he had all that he needed, and the Lord had to encourage him. Moses felt the same way. He didn't feel like he was capable of doing what God was asking him to do. But he took what he had, and he finally went. He consecrated and he went. And I want to encourage us tonight. I've had to do this over and over, but I believe the Lord wants us to consecrate to be a failure sometimes. You know, we just have to, Lord, if this fails, if I put my foot in my mouth, I put my foot in my mouth, but I'm going to try. You know, it'd be better to fail trying than to not do anything. It would be better to make mistakes in trying. And that's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how a baby, a child learns. He steps and he falls many times before he really learns how to get his balance. And it's the same way with us spiritually. And the enemy would like to come in and discourage us at those times. But those are just growing pains. Those are just places where we learn how to go and be what God is wanting us to be. There was another scripture I wanted to get in the book of Haggai that kind of brings this thought out also. Haggai, the first chapter and the first verse. It said, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house to lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And he goes on and mentions different things to him. But they had built their houses, but the Lord's house was still laying wait. And they just, in their hearts, they were saying, now's not the time. We just can't do it now. But the Lord was saying, I want you to do it now. I want you to get started. And I'm encouraged to know that when we start, when there's a performing of it, and we make those steps, God is able to supply the grace and the help to help us at those times when we begin to move out and allow Him to help us And the Lord can open avenues and open means to bless and help when we are willing to break ground spiritually, so to speak. And it happens that way. You know, have you ever been to a funeral and you see someone you hadn't seen in a long time and you say, you know, we ought to get together. We ought to get together sometime. But what happens? If we don't really purpose in our heart, if we don't, it just seems like it goes. I mean, we can say, you know, we really ought to get together and do some things and spend some time together, but it can just go. I mean, opportunity, and it goes by and we miss it. We got to write it down in our little planner. You know, like we do other things, write it down in our little planner. And this is, you know, this is on my agenda to get done. Not just our natural business, but the things that God is calling us to do and wants us to do. Write it down as one of our, you know, if we don't write it down and we just say it, many times it won't get done. But if we write it down and we purpose and we look that direction and we recognize, Lord, help us to have a performance of those things. The intent was there. Many times we have a lot of good intentions, but sometimes they don't come to fruition when we don't write it down and we don't go for it and seek out after it, make a decision and purpose. I thought also that verse in Proverbs, the 14th chapter. Proverbs 14, and I believe it's verse 23. Proverbs 14:23, it said, "In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury." It's good to talk about it, and we need a plan. I don't want to say we don't, because I feel like sometimes we do. We need people that have a vision, that are able to plan, but that within itself doesn't accomplish. We got to get to the point where we're willing to break ground, and I believe God will bless. The talk of the lips tendeth only to penury or poverty, but in all labor there is profit. You know, in the things that we do, there's just one place that talks about, is talking about good works, and it says, "For these things are profitable unto men." You know, there is so much that we can do. There are so many places that need help, and so many ways that we can be a blessing to the souls and people around us if we're willing to break some ground. If we're willing to go forward and allow the Lord to help us to do that. Those things are valuable to men. Visiting people in their homes and having people over into our homes for dinner and supper and those types of things. Those things are important. The communication and the camaraderie that comes with that are really important and vital for us today. It seems like the devil likes to isolate people. with so many different things in their own hearts and minds, likes to isolate us. But the Lord wants us to be able to have a camaraderie with people, a fellowship. We gain from that. We value that. And that's why it's so important, our fellowship with the people of God. We learn and we value from others' experiences and what God is doing in other people's lives. I wanted to also mention that there's a saying I read that says, "Thoughts of fear, doubt, and indecision crystallize into weak, unmanly, and irresolute habits, which solidify into circumstances of failure, indigence, and slavish dependence." If we allow fears and doubts to consume us and control us, then it produces failure in our lives. And I believe the Lord wants all of us tonight to be fruitful. He wants all of us to have a testimony, and He wants all of us to have a purpose and to be using the gifts and talents that God has given to us. Sometimes it's hard to know what our talents are. And that's why the body of Christ is so important. Because people around us sometimes recognize talents when we don't see them. They recognize maybe that we have different gifts. And we want to encourage those gifts tonight. The church is in great need this evening of good, profitable gifts. People are hurting because gifts aren't being used and exercised. Lord, help us today. There was a saying a few years ago. I haven't noticed so much lately, but you ever seen that sticker that said, "Get her done"? Bumper sticker on the back of window. Get, G-I-T, and then R, done. I like that. Get her done. Get her done. We may make mistakes, we make failures in doing and trying, but the Lord will help us. Get her done. Get something done. There's another verse I wanted to share too that mentioned, he said, "Work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." We've got a limited time. And some of you young people probably think you've got a long time. But it goes by. It goes by so quickly. I turned 50 just this year. 50 years old. Man, it boggles my mind. 50. Most of my life is behind me. It's already, I can't go back and rewind it. All I can do is from here on out make the best of what I've got left. Let's allow the Lord to help us, purpose in our hearts, to break some spiritual ground. You know, sometimes we feel like we need to be a little closer in our marriages than what we are. Sometimes we want our marriages to be improved. Don't let it be just a good intention. Break some ground spiritually in that direction. Put some real elbow grease and effort to make it happen. All of our relationships, oh, they're so valuable. It seems like the older I get, the more special it is to me. You know, these times of Christmas, of being together with family, savor it. Cherish it. Pray together. Sing together. Make it we just had a nice time with Karen and Nathan. It just, oh, it's so important. It's so valuable. You know, when family's together, don't be off in the other room in your own world reading a book. It's time to be in with the family. It's time to be together. We've got to work at these things. It's not easy. Sometimes our flesh wants to go, you know, we just want to hide away. Sometimes I'm kind of a loner type person. I like quiet time too. But Lord, help us tonight to take advantage of the time that we have to be together, to open our hearts together, not just talk about the weather and the things, but talk about the good things of God and talk about the blessings and the richness of the Lord and you know, talk about what we're struggling and ask for prayer and ask for counsel. You know, when we got our grandparents, ask them what it was like. You know, ask them. You know, sometimes when I'm around older people, what I like to ask them. A lot of times I'll meet one person. I'll meet him a day. I'll put in a door for him or set of cabinets, and then I won't see him again. But I'll ask him sometimes, if you had life to live over, if you could start it all over, what would you do differently? How would you do it different? You know, we can ask those things and ask questions. How did you find a wife? what was it like when you had your first child? You know, those things we learn. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid someone's going to think, well, you. Don't allow the enemy to bring that over us. We were at Enid the other day, and I appreciated Nathan. He didn't realize it, but we went over to pick up some cabinets. And anyway, the conversation was about astronomy. And finally, Nathan spoke up and said, "That'd be wonderful if I understood what you're just talking about." And I really appreciate that openness. You know, because sometimes, you know what we do? We just shake our head like, yeah, when we don't have a clue. Because we don't want to appear ignorant. We don't want to appear like we don't know. But I thought that was a real blessing to me. That'd be wonderful if I understood what you were talking about. Just be down to earth right where we're at. That's how we learn. Lord, help us tonight to be able to work and follow the paths that God gives to us, those things that He puts upon our heart to step out, and He'll bless us if we do that. I know He will. The Lord is faithful to. I've seen in my life many times the Lord has helped us, and when it looked like you didn't know how it was going to all turn out, the Lord has a way of all making it all turn out for good. You know, and many times we don't even realize the good maybe that we helped or the blessing that we might have been. We don't even sometimes recognize it. But He said, these things are good and profitable for men. There's a advantage and a help to being able to help others make heaven their home. Appreciate your attention this evening.